You go to Paris.
I went to Paris.
Take us down memory lane here. The guy in Paris is doing your show.
Yes, I found out on the Tweety. Are you on the Tweety?
No, I am not.
Yeah, you got to get on the Tweety, Dave. That's what the kids are doing. They're on the Tweety. Sure. They've got their names, and they say the things they like, the vampires with abs or the... those other things.
Exactly.
Yeah, so get on the Tweety.
Okay.
But somebody on the Tweety sent me this thing, this link, where a guy in France is...
What's the guy's name?
Jacques Esbag. That's his name.
Jacques Esbag.
That's his name. Although he goes by the name of Arthur Esbag. I don't know why.
What is an Esbag? Is it S initial bag?
Or no, it's S-a-bag. It's E-S-S-E.
Oh, it's one word. Okay.
Yeah, it's like douchebag, but French.
That's right. Douchebag is French.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you decided, all right, let's go visit him in
yes,
Paris.
Yes, I thought I'll go to France and I'll do a late night show in Paris. Because I remember when you took this show to London, it was a great success. Everybody loved it.
Well, speak for yourself.
I'm saying that because most people have forgotten about it.
Yeah, that's right. We're still counting the votes.
No, I lived in London at the time and everybody loved that. Yeah. And so I thought, I want to do that in Paris. And then they said, well, you can't afford to actually rent a theater or take a crew. So you can take some people that you know, we'll hire some French cameramen.
There's no money to go over there and do a show?
No. So we got a card table.
You should talk to somebody about that.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a card table, and I set up my little, late-night talk show thing in the street, and I interviewed American tourists.
All over Paris?
All over Paris.
What a fantastic idea. And while you were there, visited some of the cultural icons of the city.
Yeah.
For example, explain this, if you can.
That's me rehearsing to dance on stage at the Moulin Rouge.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's me rehearsing. That's some strange guy trying to touch my ass.
Yeah. That's right.
He's just like, must touch him. That's me getting ready right
now. Jacques Esbag right behind
you.
Yeah. At the Moulin Rouge. So I didn't realize you actually danced in a performance at the club.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's one of the, you got to do it. There you are right there. Look at that. Yeah. That's me there. That's my way.
Now, when will we be able to see these programs from Paris?
Next week. Next week. On the CBS, the Tiffany Network.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else is coming up on the Late Late Show?
Pretty much the same old crap apart from that. Yeah, it's, that's about it, really. Do you remember the first time I came out here to talk to you about doing the Late Night Show? I had done seven. I think at the time you were on 4,000. And I had done seven. And now I've done about 1,400, 1,300. Yeah. And I've noticed that I am developing a sort of bitter, cynical approach to life.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you, David.
Greg Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, the Late Late Show from Paris, beginning Monday, right here on CBS.